Good morning. Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. It is, of course, Friday morning, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, Friday, March 9th, 2007, about 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. I'm glad you're here. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. More than willing to open up the phone lines here for you for the remainder of the show if there's something you want to talk about. Now, I know we had to strand guests, or I should say callers, every single night this week so far. And I want to give you guys the chance to weigh in with your thoughts, provided they're just thoughts, you know. I mean, well, I'm just, you do whatever you want, of course, but, you know, let it have a point, I suppose you could say. But yeah, we can just have some fun with it. That's the whole point of the show. That's why we do the shows that we do, and that's why we, of course, always try to make some time for you guys outside of guests and content with news and things like that. But speaking of news, this is an interesting thing. You know, I thought Debbie was fantastic and talked about a great many things, including, of course, a lot of these sort of government involvement with keeping track of different things in the course of saying, oh, people are hoarding food and water. So what? Somebody buys a water filter, how is that hoarding water? Anybody can buy a water filter. It's not like you have to be a special privileged person or have a license or some sort of permit to buy a water filter. You should have it anyway. Exactly why Debbie was on, to, you know, talking about all this stuff. It's vital that you know this. And anyway, you can plainly see that just in the lead up to Y2K, pre-terror days for the most part, and they were trying to keep records on everybody. Well, this came out. This came out on the 5th of March, and you can find this at the Manchester Evening News. Okay? Here's what it says. Police today, and again, this is over in the UK, police today issued an unprecedented call for the people of Greater Manchester to help spot terrorists who may be living or working alongside them. With security experts describing the terror threat to Britain as quote-unquote severe, officers say they cannot fight the problem without the eyes and ears of every citizen. In a new anti-terror drive, a tip-off hotline is being relaunched, and an advertising campaign will urge people to report any suspicious behavior. Any suspicious behavior. So again, this ties in with what Debbie was saying about the Clinton-esque sort of agenda of basically ratting people out for hoarding food and water and things like that. And the same thing that would apply, of course, under the Bush administration, which would be anti-terrorist in nature. But what they're saying is, hey, look, suspicious activity. So they ask some questions in a part of this advertising campaign. The first one says, do you know anyone who travels but is vague on where they're going? This is like a Jeff Foxworthy stand-up bit. Do you know somebody that travels but is vague on where they're going? Then you might be a terrorist. You're a terrorist if you don't tell everybody. They go places. And where are you going? None of your business. Oh, terrorism. Unbelievable. That to me is the most ridiculous one on this list. The other ones are, well, so they're like, did you see anyone making a bomb today, strapping it to their back and speaking about blowing things up? Then you should let us know. I mean, common sense ones like that, of course. But that one, if you know anyone who travels, now they don't specify to other countries or they go to the store, whatever, but they're vague on where they're going, they might be a terrorist, and you should support them. You should report them because of this suspicious activity. Well, maybe they're going someplace they're ashamed to talk about. And I'm not talking about just like a group of terrorist gatherings, but, you know, maybe they just don't want everybody to know their business. But anyway, this is the definition of a suspicious person. If you're not completely and totally transparent, what does that mean? Okay, what this all ties in with is the absolute 100% surveillance society agenda that we are faced with here today, folks, in this day and age. So we'll continue this list, and I'm sure some more stories as well, when we return with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Here, folks, our open line, last half of the program here, 800-313-9443. Talking about this story, it's entitled, Police Say Help Us Spot Terrorists, and then they list what the definitions are of terrorists and sort of suspicious behavior and whatnot. The first one, it's the most mind-numbing, head-shaking one of them all. Do you know anyone who travels but is vague on where they're going? Second one, do you know someone with documents and different names for no obvious reason? That could be anything, and again, we've talked before with Grant Hall, author of this fantastic book, Privacy Crisis. We talked with him, and he said, hey, look, you know, there are only certain people that you technically are required to give your real name to, and otherwise there's really no point in it, so, you know, why not? Anyway, it goes on. Handling chemicals is dangerous. Maybe you've seen goggles or masks dumped someplace? Like anywhere where they might use goggles or masks. Could be anything. Hospital? Yeah, I've seen some at the hospital. Do you know someone who visits terrorist-related websites? Well, that's moderately subjective, wouldn't you agree? I mean, what is a terrorist-related? That would be CNN, Fox News, anything really would be terrorist-related. So they're very vague with some of their suggestions to people about things to watch out for, but it goes on. Have you seen any suspicious check or credit card transactions? Well, that could be anything as well, and that could be just quite simply you work at a store and you see somebody, well, they look like they're from the Middle East, so I suspect... I'm suspect of their purchase of some food at the grocery store. Anyway, is someone asking for a short-term let, meaning like a lease, I guess, on a house or flat on a cash basis for no apparent reason? For no apparent reason, which means that, again, you don't need to, if they don't identify to you where they've been, what they're doing, who they are, and why they're doing whatever they do, then they might be a terrorist. It says the motto of the campaign is, quote, "You don't have to be sure. If you suspect it, report it," end quote. That's the motto. You don't have to be sure. Don't worry about it. Even if they don't say they're a terrorist or you're just suspicious of them in any capacity, report it because, again, Britain is under a severe terrorism threat. Now, they tried this here, folks, and the one reason this did not happen, the United States Postal Service. That's why it didn't happen. They had landlords, utility workers, everybody that they were going to get on board with this tips program, and then the Postal Service said, we're not going to participate in that. That's ridiculous. And they canceled the program. Now, is it still going on? I'm sure it is. But the point is they stood up and said, no way, that's ridiculous, and I applaud them for that. It says, speaking exclusively to men, now men would be Manchester Evening News, Detective Chief Superintendent Tony Porter, the boss of Greater Manchester's counterterrorism unit, said, quote, "The help and support of local communities is vital to tackling the terrorist threat. When people provide information to the hotline, they could be giving us the final piece of a complex jigsaw. People are often unaware of unusual activity or behavior, something which may be causing them concern." Are often aware of unusual activity or behavior, which may be causing them concern. So anything that's not, quote unquote, usual or, you know, usual activity or usual behavior should be reported, in essence, is what he's saying here in these terms. He goes on, quote, "I can reassure anyone with concerns that all information provided to the anti-terrorist hotline is treated in the strictest confidence and it is thoroughly researched before any police action is taken," end quote. So, in essence, anonymously, you can pretty much report anybody for anything. And that means that they'll become under police scrutiny. Now, they say, hey, we promise that everything will be extremely scrutinized and investigated before any police action is taken. Which means what? It means, in essence, my friends, something quite obvious to you, I'm sure, in the course of reading this as it became to me, which is this. The objective is not to arrest everybody, okay? Because that causes too much concern. It causes whatever. The idea behind this is to report people so they can become a person of interest, quote-unquote. Which means what? That they'll be surveilled, they'll be tracked, they'll be traced, and so on and so forth. Now, to what end? Because this story came out on March 6th from The Independent, also from the UK. Less than 4% of the people arrested under anti-terror laws since the September 11th attacks 5 years ago have been convicted of terrorist offenses, it was disclosed yesterday. Following warnings from Muslim groups over the growing alienation of large sections of the community, the government faced demands for an overhaul of anti-terrorist legislation. Ministers also came under sustained fire in the House of Lords for their use of control orders against terrorist suspects, with peers warning that the policy could backfire by attracting support for extremism. So by giving the appearance of heavy-handedness, arresting people and whatnot, particularly Muslims, that it could backfire and cause more extremism. So if you wonder about that one, don't worry. I know you're concerned. Police action will not be taken, ladies and gentlemen, until we investigate all the leads and tips that we get on our hotline. So the arrests aren't working because the convictions aren't happening. And it's causing problems. So they just want to surveil everybody. That's what they wanted anyway, and certainly what they want here. We'll talk about that, though. It goes on. Statistics released by the Home Office disclosed that 1,166 people were detained between September 11, 2001 and December 31st of last year on suspicion of involvement in terrorism. 1,166 people. Those arrests have so far led to 221 charges and only 40 convictions, although some other prosecutions are still in the pipeline. Masood Sajara, chairman of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, said that the families have been destroyed, children traumatized, innocent people criminalized as a result of the legislation, saying, quote, "These are not just empty statistics, but innocent human beings whose lives have been shattered by such heavy-handed and discriminatory policies," end quote. So, again, folks, we've seen this before with the wiretapping, the NSA wiretapping of phones, the bank financial transactions that they're monitoring, the total information awareness, variety of different things such as satellite observing, the idea they can tap your cell phone without it even being on, in essence, as long as the battery's connected, they can tap into that as well. and any other number of things. You know, supposedly they need warrants for all that stuff, but they're going to do it anyway. And it's all about monitoring people. They have to know where the quote-unquote potential problems are going to come from. So they just monitor everybody. So this terrorism tip line is probably a way that they can, you know, authorize that legally, quote-unquote, to say, hey, this is a person of interest. We've been monitoring them only because they've been reported to us as a suspicious person, not because we have any hardcore evidence on them. And this is dealing with the backlash of the NSA wiretapping, dealing with the backlash of all these arrests over there in the UK, but very, very few convictions. And we've heard this time and time again. They do some huge raid. They arrest like 30 people, and they're all released within the span of like 10 days. You know, they don't have anything. So this actually gives them the means by which they can continue to surveil all of us through a variety of different methods, which we'll discuss in the course of the show. If not today, then at another time. It depends on your calls and where we go with that. But just understand that, as we talked about with Debbie, and she made the fantastic point about Bill Clinton and some of his tactics, which were really pre-terror for the most part. You know, I mean, yeah, you could say, hey, we had terrorism, absolutely, but we didn't have it like we did after September 11th, which that date is still invoked in pretty much every conversation President Bush has about anything he's trying to do, whether it's invade another country or take away another right that people have. It's always about September 11th. So what I'm saying here is that whether it's because of September 11th or it was before September 11th, what we see is a steady progression. And you can track it out, okay? You can say, okay, here, here, and here. Use that to plot the course, and we see there's the destination. There's where we're headed. This is the direction we're going. And plain and simple, in the course of just those two stories over there in the UK alone, and all the stories that are coming out this week about Bush being authorized to do various things to surveil people, spy on people, and whatnot, and the different tactics being used, the different agencies being used, it's all points to that issue about tracking everybody. Now, eventually you're going to say, hey, there's no way they can do all this. Yeah, there is, actually. And like I said, I've got a whole slew of things. You've got basically this privacy board that the White House had put together to determine if Bush had actually infringed on civil liberties. They said, no, he didn't. Everything he's doing is legal. The Homeland Security Department is putting out a new Total Information Awareness Project that's called, let me get the name here, ADVISE, Analysis, Dissemination, Visualization, Insight, and Semantic Enhancement. Now, this program is just like Total Information Awareness. It's a data mining program, and it delves into credit card usage, telephone calls, internet surfing, medical records, travel records, banking information, and more. And it collects and collates all this, and then they can identify if you're a suspicious person. Then we got other things about Homeland Security with what they're doing, like a global DVR. Now, DVR is digital video recorder, and that would be the equivalent of like a cable box that can record stuff digitally without using a VCR or any tape or anything like that. It's very cool. It's very handy. I have one. And they're implementing global DVR surveillance. Now, what that's going to do is allow them to go ahead and say, let's find out what's going on in Round Rock, Texas at 2 p.m. on last Thursday. And they rewind it, and they go and they observe with their little satellite imagery, and they link it all together. And basically, they can go back and watch it in real time. It's amazing stuff. And then this AP story from just this week, I guess it was, yeah, talking about scientists reading your minds. And we've talked about the ones where they can presumably use like an MRI type of test to do like lie detection. Well, this is actually more than lie detection. This is about your intent, reading your mind, predicting what your actions will be based on what your mind is doing. And it's amazing when you read these quotes from these scientists, and they're saying, this is fantastic. We can now read people's minds. Every barrier that was there to read someone's mind is slowly being broken down. This is wonderful. And, of course, they love these things. They love to pat themselves on the back for their innovations and all the great ways they can, of course, monitor people. But it all leads to a surveillance society. For what purpose? A lot of different reasons, of course, because they can say, we've been watching you for months and months and months, and we know everything you've been doing, and we can bribe you, or we can force you to do something, or we can, of course, accuse you of something and say we've got all this evidence. A lot of different reasons, folks, but I'll put the stories down, and we'll go to your phone calls when we come back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Good morning. Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. We're going to go to calls. If you're interested, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Take us anywhere you like. Let's go to Roy in Michigan. Welcome to the show, sir.
Sorry, this is Roy in Michigan. But the reason I called, I wanted to take and thank you for turning me on to Lee Kroc.
Oh, great.
And the energy clinic.
Mm-hmm. Did you go down there to visit?
Yeah, we just got back from there.
Oh, wow. Tell me about it.
Was an unbelievable experience.
Well, tell me, what caused you to want to go?
Well, I listened to your program, and I went to the website, and I had read the things on his website,
mm-hmm.
and I had known about some other things that could tie into what he was doing there.
Yes.
The thing with the grounding, you know, putting your feet on the ground,
mm-hmm.
to take and discharge the energy.
Yeah.
And I knew about the Rife technology and how frequencies were being used for healing. And I went down there with another couple, and the experience was unbelievable, just almost unbelievable. It, one lady that went with us, she had a tumor that she'd had for 2 years in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Went away.
Really?
In 2 days.
Oh, that's amazing.
She had the psoriasis and cleared up the psoriasis.
Wow.
In 2 days.
That's such a fantastic. I love stuff and, like that.
Her husband had his hands. He could not close his hands. Mm-hmm. They were in so much pain that would keep him up with carpal tunnel and arthritis together combined. He'd been injured. But anyway, the first time in 7 years, he said that he's went without pain in his hands.
That's wonderful.
I had a thing on my groin, growth that was coming up on my groin, and it while we were there, that cleared up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I still have that completely cleared these up, but I have a growth in my nose that I've had for the last 7 or 8 years, and I have been able to breathe through my nose, and the first time in 7 years I was able to breathe through one side of my nose.
Wow.
After we got back, today, this evening, I went over to a friend's house who has psoriasis, and in just 1 hour's use of the equipment, she went into, took a bath, and put it into the bathtub, the screen that goes into the bathtub, and she had this lump, and then she put on a mask that we had gotten from Lee or about it, and that lump went down just with a little over an hour's use of the energy machine.
Oh wow!
And then we met a man down there while we were at the lodge who came in with a cancer. That he had been fighting for the last 20 years in his face that had eaten right into the side of his face. He only planned to stay there for one day, but he got such results in just that one day there that he has chosen to stay on for another several days.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I mean, it almost seems, you know, to me, when I went down there skeptical because it just sounds so hokey, you know.
It does, absolutely. And you know, that's the beauty of it. And I agree with you. And I was skeptical about it, too. You know, I got this thing and this machine, and I thought, $1,000? I mean, it's like the lunchbox, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like there's much to it. This thing can't work. And, you know, I'm in good health. I'm in good shape. I didn't expect to notice any difference at all. Because I don't have anything that I know about. I don't have any massive diseases or anything obvious that it could take care of. But I had it on my bed for 4 months, and then I went on vacation, and I didn't take it with me. And I noticed the first morning I woke up without it what an incredible difference this has been making with various pains I've had. And I just forgot that I always felt that way. I forgot that I woke up every day in pain. I forgot that the, you know, arthritis and, you know, I've got dislocated both of my shoulders playing ice hockey, which you know of up there in Michigan. Tore up my knees, my ankles, my back, broke my neck playing a game once, finished the game, of course, because that's what hockey players do. But, you know, these aches and pains, they did act up all the time. And I'd wake up and I'd have to just literally just either stretch or just kind of sit around for a couple of hours whenever I got more than, you know, 2 hours of sleep because I was just in pain from not, you know, moving around. I was very stiff. And, you know, that thing is it's as miraculous as everything everybody has heard. And obviously you would probably concur with that. Hang on a second, Roy. We'll come back to you when we come back after this short break, folks. Give us 3 minutes, and then we'll continue our open line edition of Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and an opportunity for you guys to call in, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Roy in Michigan. Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, I also wanted to, you know, you were talking yourself when you travel and using the energy machine when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the difference between traveling that 500 miles when we made it all in one day.
It's a very, very dramatic difference.
Oh, from going down there and coming mm-hmm. back, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
If every trucker in this country, if he even had a clue what this thing would just do for that,
mm-hmm.
I can't hardly believe that there isn't a trucker out there that wouldn't want one of those in his truck.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've done the giveaways. I've been doing shows with Lee for a couple of years now, and one of our first winners was a truck driver. And he won one, and he loved it. But you know, he's always on the road; he can't call in, so it's unfortunate he can't share that experience with us. But I agree with you. And actually, as far as that goes, I've actually taken to wiring up my car. So, you know, that way, what I've done is I just got this copper wiring. And you could buy it at any hobby store, and you just put, you know, like little strips basically across the seat, you know, like an X form over the back part and whatnot. And then you can just, when you get the thing in there, you just clip it on the machine, and it's a done deal.
Yeah, that's quite an idea. I think
yeah, it's easier than dealing with the pads, because the copper pads, I don't know. I mean, they're fine, but, you know, it seems like they may lose their effectiveness, although you're not supposed to wash them or anything either. So I'm sure Lee told you all that about the handling those things. So
he didn't say anything about losing the effectiveness. You say
no, he didn't too. Say. Yeah, I mean he says that they work just fine, but I found that the wire. I think the wire works better myself. Okay. But that's just. But obviously, you don't want to sleep on a wire. But driving on one is not so bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if you need a great big bulky wire.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was the thing you were talking about, and that was about what is going on here. What is happening? We're being taken down by the religious people. These are the religious Republicans and religious Democrats and Pentecostals and Buddhists and Baptists and you name it religious. This is the second coming of Jesus Christ, and there is no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about getting religious. This is what he said. He said that we have two commandments. If we do these two, we've done them all. And that's to love God above all and to love our neighbor. That's everyone, including our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
To love the enemy more than we do those that love us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to do what the religious guys could never do, and that's stand before God uncondemned.
There you go.
Every time we condemn ourselves or anyone else, we're calling him a liar.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying he didn't die for our sins.
That's right. That's, you know, it's such a simple thing, yet it's so lost on people for the most part because it is so simple. People don't feel like it's enough. And I come from a Catholic background, and for myself, you know, there's inherently a certain amount of suffering and guilt and all that stuff that goes in with Catholicism. So you'd think, well, gosh, I have to go through this, you know, because of this, and this is, it can't be that easy. But see, that's the thing. It is easy. So whether you're coming from some sort of religious background, and you have that foundation, which is great because then you know God and you're aware of him and you're aware of the scriptures, presumably as well. But you have to unlearn all of the doctrinal specific legalisms that come with a particular religion. So that takes a lot of work to sort of get back to the basics, to simplify it down to the easiest, most comprehensible, and of course, true meaning of faith. And then, you know, there are people who didn't come out of organized religion. Maybe they weren't raised as such. But what they have to do, obviously, is find, know, understand God, and then the simple stuff actually comes easier to them.
Yes,
that makes any sense.
What they do is they make it so complicated that they deep down they don't. None of them feel that they could ever make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. If you read countless times in the scriptures, it does say that all things will be reconciled to God, meaning, you know, everything, all people. If Jesus died, he didn't die because he's giving you a choice. Because then, if that's the case, and people say, well, I've accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, well, good for you. But that's not what saved you. You were saved before that. You know, everybody's been saved. And that's the real sticking point with a lot of people, because they want to feel that they had something to do with it. And if Jesus died to give you a choice, then he didn't save you. You saved yourself by making the choice. So it's either he died for all people or he died for certain people. And people need to step back and say, which one does the scripture actually validate? Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it does. If we threw all the doctrines in the trash, we would know that if we forgive, we're going to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
If we judge, we're going to be judged.
Yeah.
Condemned, we're going to be condemned.
That's absolutely true.
But thoroughly convinced that this is the end times, I come after them with both feet. I have great big billboards in my front yard proclaiming who they are and what they're up to.
Oh, your neighbors love you, I guess.
Oh, well, some probably do and some probably don't.
Right on.
Not a lot of people stop in if you know what I'm saying. Because
I do.
Because I'm a man who has been under investigation by every one of their agencies.
Mm.
They tried to tie me in with the Oklahoma bombing.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yes, they would.
Well, you do live in Michigan, after all, and we all know there are just a bunch of militants up there.
You got that right.
Well, where do you live in Michigan, if you don't mind my asking?
I back up in the northern, it would be on the eastern or the western side of the state, up to the north, not too far from a city called Ludington.
Okay, so you're in the lower peninsula?
Yeah, I'm in the lower peninsula.
Okay, yeah. And, I've lived all over Michigan.
I go to them and take them evidence of what they're into.
Mm.
And, you know, I went to the military. I went to the sheriff's department. I make regular stops there, witness to those guys and give them evidence of what's happening. And some of them are catching on.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I think so. I'm very pleased with the fact that that they're starting to know. We have probably not any different from where you're at. We have the sheriff telling his deputies to take it to stand down to the state police and stand down to the feds.
That's unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate because, you know, they would have no authority over his if he would stand up to them, but they have manipulated him into a position where he is afraid of them. And the deputies, some of the deputies themselves, they know that they're short-lived because the state police are after the sheriff's department. And I know one time we left the bar, we was out partying, and a state cop's couple of them pulled me over, and I started, when a cop came up to the window, I started witnessing to him and let him know what I knew about what the state cops were into against the sheriff's department and all that. And as I started telling him, he handed me back my paperwork. You know, he asked for a driver's license and all that. He handed it back to me. But he didn't say goodbye to me or anything or why he pulled me over, put his hands on his gun, and his partner put his hand on his gun, and they backed up to their cars and took off. They are frightened. They are scared to death.
Wow.
They're scared of the truth. All of them are. I don't care whether they're sheriffs or feds or what they are. They are all scared. If you are afraid of them, you know what I'm saying? They use that to attack. It's like a bully.
Sure. Well, yeah. It's exactly. It's like we were discussing with Debbie. You know, you have to know what your authority is, and that applies to everybody. And it's not necessarily just legal authority, but spiritual authority as well. You have to know where you stand.
That's
and if
right.
you don't, you have no ability to stand.
And the one thing that once you know, and you know the truth, then the devil loses his power because he can't rule you by fear, and he can't rule you by condemnation. Those are the only two things he's got to go with. Mm-hmm. And if you look what's happening in the churches and in the government, that's exactly how they're ruling. They're ruling by fear and condemnation. That if you don't do what they tell you to do, you're going to hell. And they pretty much got everything that you can't do. You can't do anything. Well, the truth is that all things are lawful to those of us that believe, just not everything edifies. But everything that we do must measure up with love. And the fact is that the devil or these spirits, because it is spirit war, there's no doubt about it. We're not fighting with people. We're fighting with spirits of evil that come from both the church and the state. But when I come to the realization, I used to run around with my pistol in my hand all the time, you know, knowing that they were out there because I was coming after them regardless, because I'm a man who's, my main prayer was either give me freedom or give me death. And I knew who these guys were, and I knew what they were up to. I don't know, I'm sure you probably have turned a C-SPAN before and looked behind the Speaker of the House at the two bundles of rods with an axe sticking out of them, which is in the dictionary, it's in the history book, it's in the encyclopedia. That's a fasces. It's a symbol of fascist rule.
Oh, wow.
Same symbol used by Mussolini and Hitler.
Hmm.
Look to the right of the Speaker of the House, and you'll see a rod with a bird on the end of the rod. That's called a base.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler's guys carried them all over the place.
I didn't know that.
Homeland Security, Deutschland Security, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Burn the Reichstag, blame it on the Jews. Hit the towers and blame it on us.
Mm.
Which is exactly history right to the letter.
Yeah, yeah, there's certainly a lot of correlations.
What did Hitler do once he took it and had the Reichstag burned? He got emergency legislation. So did George, the Patriot Bill. Then the next thing that Hitler did, he went to the German people and he said, if we do not attack Poland, Poland's going to wipe us right off the map. All the time he was saying that, Poland was saying, listen, we don't want to go to war with you. We're not prepared. Same thing happened in Iraq. A man who could deliver mass destruction to his enemy is not going to let you search his house. That's just baloney.
Mm-hmm.
And now the thing that is coming about is the tattooing of the people. I talked to the Secretary of State's office here, and here in Michigan they're going to start enforcing the national ID this year, they said. I know they have till May the 11th of 2008 to have it instituted across the nation. But when you consider that 100% of all the senators voted for it, there was not even an absentee vote on it, H.R. 418, that's a religion. That's no different than any of the other religions. The Republican-Democrat thing I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
But you're going to have to, you know about H.R. 418, I'm sure.
Which one is this now?
This is the one where you're going to have an eye scan, fingerprinted, DNA, RFID tracking, has a provision to make it easy to get the guns.
Sure.
And if you go to Section 102 of that legislation, which you could just look it up on your Google search engine and read it yourself, what they have essentially done, they've gave a license to kill, to do whatever he wants, the head of Homeland Security, without judicial review. He can suspend any law.
That's, part of the Real ID Act, absolutely.
Yes, that's what it is. It's the Real ID Act.
I've read through that.
You're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't familiar with the bill number, but yes, absolutely.
You couple that with, in our local newspaper up here, it says that they want to try to get the Constitution back. This was in December the 14th of this last year that it was written in the newspaper. They were making reference to the two bills of treason, outright treason by these guys, which is H.R. 6166 and Senate Bill 3930, which did away with the Bill of Rights. Did away with hate. I'm telling you, I'm singing to the choir here, because I know you already know about the removal of habeas corpus from the law.
Sure.
When you put all these things together, the Soviet Union could probably testify to more freedom than we have right here.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And like I said earlier, you know, it's all about tracking. If you take all these different points of interest and say, let's put them all into some collective and try to forecast where we're going, it seems incredibly obvious to me, as it does, I'm sure, to many, many others.
My belief is that it could be slowed down, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if it could be stopped.
Well, at some level, my friend, it's got to be all about our faith. You know, we got to have some firm ground to stand on, because unfortunately, the stopping or the slowing of this agenda is reliant not simply upon just us, but upon the awakeness, if that's even a word, and the awareness of the American people as a whole. And unfortunately, it's going to take something extremely dramatic to wake people up, to motivate them. And a lot of people said, well, when do we know when that time is? And I said, you'll just know. It's going to be something substantial. It's going to be some huge thing, like a microchip implant, like grabbing the guns. I mean, I think that the American people can be, can be dazzled with a variety of different things, distracted with a variety of different things, but they cannot be fooled forever. And at some point, they're going to feel secure enough in what they've got in place to be able to just say, that's it, it's all over with. And that's when people are going to need to respond. And if they don't, it's going to happen. And, you know, there's certainly more just general citizens than there are of government officials or politicians or even military law enforcement. And it is our government if we choose to claim it. We have to know, again, what our authority is.
Well, the fact is that God is in charge. They cannot do anything that he does not allow. And here in Michigan, all the farmers had to biochip their cows. Just the cows now. But by 2008, their intention, I know, is to biochip all the animals across the nation.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
But anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, especially about the Lee Park.
I'm thrilled.
There's a lot of suffering people out there that they just don't know that there's help out there.
Well, thank you, Roy, very much for the call. Folks, stay with us. We'll be back in three.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number three, and you are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Jeff in Arkansas. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how are you, Frank?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, starting to get a little tired.
All right. Well, here you are.
All right. Well, I was just calling. I wanted to know what your opinion is on the 2012 Doomsday Prophecies.
It depends. To what extent are you talking about prophecies?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of different religions that come to the same conclusion. The Orientals with their I Ching and Mayans and the Aztecs both. Even some of the prophets from the biblical times that weren't put in, you know, the standard canon, they prophesied on it. You know, just with all this talk about terrorism and war and...
You're asking me... What, if I think that something is going to happen, in essence.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a heck of a lot of evidence to support that something could. I mean, when you take the most accurate calendar ever created in the entire planet, and you can say that it can go back accurately thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, why does it stop at, was it December 21st, is it?
Yeah.
2012. Why does it stop there and at that particular time as well? So it does make you wonder where all that comes from. Why would they only go that far and no further? Well, right. The idea, I think, is that there's going to be some sort of some sort of massive change in society, whether it's apocalypse, end of the world, or just, you know, something big happening, maybe a pole flip or you know, nearby asteroid passing, in which case you read the Pentagon climate change report and you'll see it for yourself. Sort of all the things they're predicting and how bad it's going to get and sort of where we're going to go. So do I think something's going to happen? I think it's certainly a possibility, absolutely. I don't know of anybody that's got anything really accurate as far as hardcore information. That's been a date that's been out there for a while. And as a result of that, I think, you know, some people are very reluctant to go out on a limb and say, my name is so-and-so, and I say this something's going to happen on this date. Because then, again, they can be proven to be incorrect or whatnot. But because this is a prophetic date for a lot of people, I think it's very significant. So, honestly, I'd be shocked if we get that far.
Yeah.
My personal opinion. But I'm very cognizant of that and certainly very interested in it.
Well, have you heard about the astrologer saying that all the planets are going to be lined up with the center of the Milky Way?
Mm-mm.
On 2012.
Oh, really?
December 21st, yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they said that happens about once every 26,000 years.
Oh, wow. So. Well, that might be significant. I don't know what it means. I imagine something might come out of that, but there's probably quite a bit of, I don't know, occult symbology involved in something like that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. History.com.
Mm. Is that where you found it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll check that out. Well, fantastic. What are your thoughts on it?
I'm a little wary about it. You know, I've just recently got married, and she's already wanting to start having kids and everything, and I'm just like, well, let's wait until afterwards.
You'll wait a few years, huh? Well, you know, keep this in mind as well. Can you hang over with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me about 90 seconds here, folks. We're going to pause for a brief station identification, then we'll come back and we'll continue our discussion here on this open line edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. 1 hour left in the program, so if you got something to say, you better get in here. And then, of course, we'll squeeze some news in here as well. So stick with us. We're back in about 90 seconds.